Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. The Christmas shopping season is almost over, but if you're smart, there are a few purchases that should wait until the holiday is over. Andrea Brown joins the conversation from Kiplinger.com. Hi, Andrea. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
What are some of the items that should not be bought during the holidays?
Well, there are a couple of things that you shouldn't buy, and I think a big thing here is for consumers to know is that, you know, it's very easy to get overwhelmed during this time of year because there are a lot of holiday sales that run through Christmas, and retailers are really trying to entice shoppers to spend money with deals as much as 50 to 60% off on certain items. And what people need to know is that some of those same items will go on sale or even cheaper prices at another time of the year, specifically right after Christmas. So one of the big things that you want to hold off and wait until after the holidays to buy is bedding. You know, during the holidays, you may tend to have lots of guests and people staying with you at your home, and you might feel like, oh, I need to run out and get new sheets and pillowcases, you know, to accommodate for these visitors that I have in my home. And you definitely want to wait to do that because most big box retailers such as Target and major department stores such as Macy's, they will have white or linen sales in January with items such as, like I mentioned, comforters, sheets, pillowcases, things of that nature on sale for as much as 50% off. And for anyone who regularly is buying bedding for like a queen or a king size bed, that's a huge saving.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm pretty much oblivious to anything regarding bedding, but I knew about white sales.
So. Yeah, that's definitely a good thing to know about. Another thing that people want to consider holding off until after the holidays to get is gift cards. And I know, you know, if you're a last minute shopper or you're a procrastinator and you wait to the very last minute to buy your gifts, you just might automatically assume, well, let me grab this gift card and let the person buy, you know, whatever they want for themselves. But a lot of times, you know, people get these gift cards for Christmas, they don't want them, and they end up selling them online. And you can buy them on websites such as cardcash.com or cardpool.com for up to 15% cheaper than the face value of the card.
Yeah, let me stop you right there because this was fascinating. So in a sense, you can buy cash at a 15% discount by just going to these websites because people get the cash cards. They don't really want to buy stuff with them. They just want the cash, so they'll go and sell them because you can't redeem them, can you?
No, you cannot. And especially if you get cards that are store specific.
Yeah.
You know, you definitely, if you give somebody a card, you know, to a store that they really don't shop at or they're really not interested in buying anything from that, this is a way for them to sell that card and get the cash back, as you mentioned, and spend that money on whatever it is that they want.
Well, we're definitely going to be putting this up on our website. The websites are cardcash.com and cardpool.com, both of those one word. What else is best to wait for?
Exercise equipment, oddly enough. You know, I know a lot of people tend to set fitness goals for the new year, and they think they need to go out and, you know, buy these treadmills and these ellipticals during the holidays, you know, because there are sales going on, so I have to take advantage of these sales while they're happening. But that is definitely another item you want to wait until after the holidays to buy, specifically in January.
What kind of markdowns can you expect to get?
Up to 70% off on things such as treadmills, elliptical trainers, and stationary bikes. And if, you know, if you're familiar with kind of how much those things tend to cost,
that's a lot.
They're usually in, you know, the $500, $600, $700, $700 range, and you can get them for less than half of that amount if you just wait a few weeks after Christmas to buy them.
Well, since they're going to sit in your bedroom and you're just going to put your clothes on them after a while anyway, maybe you can include them in your bedding purchases.
Yeah, you know, there's no reason to pay full price.
What else you got?
Also, there is, you know, Caribbean cruises for people who might think, you know, the holidays are a good time to travel. You know, when you book a cruise during the months of January, February, and March, that usually means that you're missing the big holiday crowds. Holiday crowds would usually tend to go starting around Thanksgiving throughout December. You know, by waiting until January, you'll be able to take advantage of lower fares during that time of year. Also, another good thing is Broadway tickets, oddly enough. If you're traveling to the New York City area during the holidays and you're considering, you know, seeing a show, you might want to wait. If you plan on being there through January, In New York, there is this thing called Broadway Week, which starts on January 19th. And during this time, show patrons can buy two tickets for the price of one. So anyone who's been to a Broadway show and you want really good seats, you know, they can cost you a couple hundred dollars. So this is a very good deal.
Yeah, that was surprising to me because, you know, I decided to give my son two Broadway tickets. That's actually what he wanted. And now after, you know, reading your material and speaking with you, I realize, you know, telling him to wait until January because he can probably get a good deal. I guess it depends on the show.
Yeah, it depends on the show. Now, a good thing to keep in mind is that the shows that you'll be able to see during this Broadway week are going to be limited. So it may not necessarily be, you know, the big hot shows that are out right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Hamilton, you're not going to get to.
Right, exactly. Right. You definitely will not be able to see Hamilton during Broadway week.
All right, so we talked about betting. We talked about cruises, Broadway tickets, gift cards. What are some of the other items that we should wait until the beginning of the year?
Furniture. A lot of furniture retailers have clearance sales immediately following Christmas, and that can be as much as 50% off. And a lot of stores will have clearance sales on some of their sample sale items and some of their items that have been there, you know, some of the previous collections throughout the year, some of their previous furniture collections throughout earlier in the year. And the reason why they do that is because they're trying to clear out all of their older inventory to make room for the newer inventory that they're having for the new year that usually is released around February.
You know, when you're buying gifts for Christmas, you want to be able to give them during the Christmas period, right? And that's one of the reasons that waiting until January is kind of hard. Of course, betting you can... Probably not giving betting for Christmas.
Right. You know? Now, and you know, one thing that I will say for that, you know, if you have little kids, obviously, you know, you're not going to want to wait until the week following Christmas. But if you have adult children, you know, kids in college who won't necessarily, you know, be offended or, you know, be bent out of shape about getting a gift a couple days after Christmas, you know, these are definitely times of year for you to take advantage of significant discounts.
Well, what about items like jewelry? Is that affected by the seasonality that you spoke?
It definitely is. It definitely is. Jewelry is typically is in high demand during the holidays.
Sure.
But there are specific times of the year that are better to buy jewelry. And specifically, you want to wait until after Valentine's Day to buy jewelry because a lot of jewelry stores will have sales of 15 to 25% off on jewelry post-Valentine's Day. That's also a very popular engagement season, that type of thing. So you'll see prices drop significantly after Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So definitely don't, if you can wait, you know, if you can hold off on, you know, giving those, you know, those diamond earrings or, you know, buying, you know, your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your husband or wife, you know, a piece of fine jewelry. If you can wait until then, you definitely should because you'll definitely see a difference at the bottom line.
Well, there's a very old saying that you should buy straw hats in winter. Of course, nobody wears straw hats anymore, but way back when, that was like a summer item. And so you should buy them in winter. So what would be another category that you would want to buy when it's out of season?
Holiday decorations, for sure.
Perfect, of course.
Holiday decorations, for sure. And almost immediately following Christmas, like December 26th, you will see prices drop by more than half on things such as ornaments, artificial trees, string lights. Prices could be slashed by as much as 70% on these types of items. So if you don't need to buy new holiday decorations, but you think you might need to get some new, you know, replenish your holiday decorations for the following year, wait until right after Christmas leading into January to stock up on all of those types of items for the next year.
What about winter apparel? I mean, it is still the winter in January. Does that go on sale?
Yeah, items such as, and what you're talking about here, you're talking about, you know, your winter coats, sweaters, boots, things of that nature, typically go on sale right at the end of December going into January because stores are trying to get rid of all of their winter apparel, all of their cold weather clothing and items like that to make room for their spring inventory, which usually tends to hit stores mid-February.
I see. Okay. What about winter sports equipment?
That also is another item. Things such as snowboards, ice skates, hockey gear will be marked down by as much as 20% starting in January. So if you don't need to buy winter sports equipment before Christmas or, you know, before December or, you know, right around the holiday gift-giving time, you definitely want to wait until January. Because some of those things, you know, if anybody with kids who are on, you know, these types of winter sports teams know that the equipment can get pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So if you can just wait until January where you can see the cost difference, it's definitely worth the wait.
Talking with Andrea Brown, she is with Kiplinger.com, and we're talking about best items to buy right after Christmas. Don't forget to go to onthemoneyradio.org to join the conversation. Andrea, what about buying a car in January versus in December?
Well, when it comes to cars, most dealerships around New Year's Eve typically offer the best deals on their vehicles. And the reason why this is because they're more willing to negotiate on price because, again, this is another type of item where they're looking to clear out their older inventory to make room for the New Year's models. So you can, that definitely would be a better time for you to go in there and try to haggle a dealer on getting a lower price on a new car.
But I guess if you hold off longer, when do you think the best season is to buy a car? Do you have any idea overall?
It usually is in the spring, starting in early to mid-April is usually the best time to look for cars. It's around that time that, you know, you'll find dealers that tend to buy the most at auctions and things of that nature. So they're looking to, again, make room for the new inventory, get rid of the older inventory, and also they get manufacturer incentives. So they kind of are passing on those savings to you.
My guest, Andrea Brown from Kiplinger.com, talking about the best things to wait until after Christmas to buy and to join the conversation and to find out about some of the websites that we mentioned on the show. Don't forget to go to onthemoneyradio.org. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.